The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Forever Dog.
Yeah, if we start now, we got an hour and a half, so that's good.
And also, this chili thing's going to make us sick, so what? We're not going to want to be doing this.
Are you crazy?
No, I don't believe you.
I'm enjoying the chili so far. I'm worried about the candy when that comes into the equation.
All right, let's start the countdown.
Okay, let's start the countdown.
Brett, do you want to do the countdown?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
I'm making myself a Halloween bucket. Fuck y'all.
How long do you need? How long should this countdown be? I'll start it now while you're doing it.
Start at 25.
24.
Go to 33. 33.
28.
Is equivalent
when
Jesus, of zero.
How old was Jesus Christ when he died? Passed away.
He was in his early 30s.
Of natural causes.
29.
That's enough, Brett. I can't handle your counting.
Your boat, Georgie? Georgie, is this your boat? Georgie, do you like the circus? Do you like the popcorn? It's my favorite because it goes pop, 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 pop.
And then he eats a kid's arm.
And then he eats a fucking kid. And then he goes around like murdering children.
Pretty fun franchise where everyone is either getting gay bashed or sexually assaulted or just straight up picked on and harassed.
I call it bullying.
And there's a clown killing people
in
town. Yeah.
It's no bueno. And I will also tell you right now, I watched It Chapter 2 first, which was stupid. And
wait,
I said,
why? Hold on.
Okay. What?
Is it, well, first of all, the show started now, right? This is the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You, welcome you to the watched, show. Well, happy Halloween. Yeah.
Happy Election Day. Oh.
What was the question?
So, what made you watch It 2 before It 1?
That's the question.
It's interesting.
It is, isn't it?
All signs point to starting with the first one, and then you go to the one with the second, the two on it.
Yeah, it's a little bass ackwards.
Is it that you wanted to see the grown up? You wanted some Bill Hader and Jessica Chastain.
Bill Hader and Jessica Chastain. It too is the longest movie I've ever seen. It's 3 hours. Did you know that?
It's long.
It's so long. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I wanted to know what happened after It won. I'm one of the people that watched It won first.
Weird. Well, I watched It too.
So you watched.
I watched It too.
So you watched two first.
Wait, this could be fun. Like a who's on first thing. You watched it?
Yeah.
I watched it too. Yeah. You watched it too first?
Yeah.
I watched it too first.
A lot of movies these days have funny titles. It.
It too.
It too.
I watched it.
You watched what?
I watched it.
Now, what do you mean by you watched it?
I watched it, but first I watched it too.
I thought we were talking about, well, you watched, so wait, you watched two movies?
Yeah.
What were the movies?
I watched it.
Yeah. No, you told me you watched the movie, it. What movie did you watch?
But here's the thing. I watched it too before I watched it.
So you watched it, you watched the same movie two times is what you're telling me.
Actually, that's true. I did. But then I also watched it too.
Hold on.
Yeah.
And then he just
kills himself.
He just sticks his head in the sewer and gets his head bit off by a clown with
too many teeth. Way too many teeth. I watched it too because Eli Roth, nice Jewish boy, who I like a lot, even though I've never seen any of his movies and I never will, has this show called The History of Horror on AMC. And I really love it because I just like tropes and I like people talking about genre in terms of like, this is where this came from. Even if they're full of shit, I like it. It's interesting to me. So I think that History of Horror is sponsored by it. I think that Stephen King is definitely
the actual clown. The clown,
yeah, Pennywise.
Sponsoring it.
Yes.
Well, that just sounds like a business deal that's just destined to go south at some point.
Seems to be going really well.
I can't picture Pennywise.
You don't see him showing up in Breaking Bad and stuff. Like,
no, I can't picture him paying for the sponsorship. Like responsibly. Like,
hey,
getting
a
check in the
Georgie,
mail.
I'm down here. Do you want your check, Georgie? Do you want your check, Georgie?
And that boat was weird that kid made.
The SS Georgie?
That weird shellacked, what's he put, wax all over it?
We all float. What is it? We all float down here. Or down here we all float. You know, that's what I say. You'll float too. You'll float too.
I say that when I make matzo balls. I sculpt the matzo ball and before I put it in the broth, they go, you'll float too. You'll float too. Anyway, so the new season of History of Horror has a whole episode about it too, because I'm telling you, it's like a integrated tie-in. Otherwise, they wouldn't be spending half as much time talking about it.
No, they're not going to talk about that.
No, of course not. So they showed a lot of clips from it, and I thought to myself, I'll watch it too.
Okay, so so Eli Roth told you to watch it too. Did he do it from a sewer? Were you walking down the street and Eli Roth popped out of a sewer? Who's like, hey, Julie.
Horror
movies,
Julie? Do you like horror movies? I'm like, kind of. When I can have the Wikipedia open in front of me. So I don't know if there's any. So I know there's no animal abuse. Well.
I'm just. So this thing with this it. This is what drove me nuts. So no one could keep. I know the whole thing is just like when you get away from the thing, you lose the memory of it or things. It's just like no one can keep track of any of this stuff with this clown
murdering
people every 27 years. We really can't just get a documented record going here where somebody might pay attention to this.
Like, the library's burned down. Get Google Docs. Get a Google Doc.
Or just somebody spray painted on the wall. A clown kills us every 27 years. Watch out for the sewers. The clown is in there.
The clown's everywhere. That's what I thought was sort of the big thing about it is that Pennywise, like the transformations in the second one. I remember I hadn't seen the first one, but I remember thinking, this is like jumping the shark, because basically the only thing it was missing is a scene where the clown becomes that Colonel Sanders bench that we talked about a few episodes ago.
Yes. He's almost close to being like the mask in a way.
Yes, but less scary. Too. Less scary. Can we agree on that? That the mask is way scarier than Pennywise?
That'd be a good movie though. The Mask versus It would be the good sequel. It 3 Mask. It would have to be Mask 3 because there was Son of the Mask they made
with Jamie Kennedy.
Yes. Yeah. So technically there has been a second Mask movie. So it would be Mask 3,
The Mask 3
versus It.
The Mask Chapter 3. Somebody stop him.
Somebody stop him from eating our children.
Somebody stop him. We all float down here.
I just wish that this it thing had happened earlier, because then they would. If this had happened in the 80s, say that this version of it came out, there would have been record. Like, he would have been like doing a dance craze.
He'd be doing the mash. And be like, Georgie, Georgie, do you like popcorn? Because it goes pop, pop, pop.
You gotta shake to the left. You gotta move to the right. Stick your face in the sewer.
And then you'll float all night.
This is do the Pennywise. Come on, open your eyes. Do the Pennywise.
Come on, open your mouth. You got too many teeth, and it might be upsetting to people who fear that.
And a clickable jaw.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, 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 another New Year's is upon us, and you know what that means. New Year's resolutions. For some reason, just because it's January, we all suddenly get obsessed with how to change ourselves instead of just expanding on what we're already doing right. Therapy, on the other hand, helps you find your strengths so that you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes in your life that really stick. And if you're thinking of starting therapy or changing therapists, consider BetterHelp. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So celebrate the progress you've already made in your life this new year. Visit BetterHelp.com/TomAndJulie today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TomAndJulie.
On a scale of 1 to 10, rank whether how scared you are of these people getting you, Brett and Julie.
Yeah, okay. That's good. That's a good...
Pennywise.
What are the other options?
Well, I'm going to go one by one. Just
I can't. I have to know in relation to each other.
Dracula. Just your fear. What is your fear level with Dracula? Just
1 to 10?
Yeah.
Very low, like a 0 to 1.
Yeah, I would say Dracula very low, Pennywise alarmingly high.
Okay. Pennywise is what number would you give Pennywise?
Is it 1 to 10? I'd give Pennywise a 9. A 9.5.
Brett, what's the scariest thing about Pennywise?
Yeah, just the pop, the him doing the pop pop sound, it will forever echo in my brain as the scariest thing that
really
that anyone could say to you.
Seriously, why? Just because it's strange? You've never heard anyone say popcorn like that?
Because it's like hypnotic, and like I feel like Pennywise would get me is my fear of him. Like most monsters, I feel like I could.
So he'd get you. So you put him really high, a 9.
Because I don't trust myself around Pennywise.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You think he would trick you?
Yeah.
How about you, Julie? Where would you put Pennywise?
It's less about how scared I am of him. As I definitely think he would get me. There's no question. I'm far from the redhead that's like, I'm not afraid of you. That's not mm-hmm. my brand.
Yeah.
I'll give that to Bryce Dallas Howard, can shoulder that burden.
I put Pennywise at a 0 in terms of my fear. Because I'm telling you, if I saw him, first thing I would do is I'd do like a kung fu spin kick. I would just be like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then I would just do a spin kick right in the jaw.
I would dance along because I can do that dance. Okay. You've never seen me do it. Because every time I start at a party, you leave the party. All of a sudden, you have somewhere to be.
I don't stick around when it's just when you're just like, countdown to Pennywise dance at the party. It's 45 minutes away. In 45 minutes.
All of a sudden, Tom's like, the meter is running and I'm parked outside.
Because you go through the party.
45 minutes.
You take a pot or pan from the host of the party is, and you bang it with a wooden spoon to get everybody's attention. And you tell them that in 45 minutes, the Pennywise dance begins. And then you do that every 3 minutes. You bang the pot with a wooden spoon.
42 minutes. And counting, or what?
42. 39 minutes. T minus 39 minutes till the Pennywise dance. And then
You're the only one who left. Everyone else stayed.
Yeah, everyone else. No, people show up for it. I generally leave because it's overcrowded at that point. It's just people on the street hear the banging and then they come in.
Hear the banging.
So where would you put, what's a number you'd put on Pennywise, Julie?
Seven or eight.
Okay, a mummy.
Where am I right now with the mummy? Like, am I just in my apartment?
You are at the Grove. You're at the Grove.
Oh boy.
Walking
the grave.
Around.
The grave.
The more like the grave. Well, that's the thing, is the mummy turns the O into an A. So you... you're at the Grove walking around. You've got three bags of shopping you've been doing. You're doing some early holiday shopping. And then you see a mummy coming around that fountain.
And it's definitely not an actor.
No, it's a mummy. People are terrified.
I wouldn't be scared of that. You know what? I'd be grossed out. But go ahead, Brett. You answer.
Sure.
Well, I was going to say my fear of a mummy would be very location dependent. If I was like out in the world like that, very low fear of a mummy. But if I was like in the vicinity of a pyramid, you know, if I was on the mummy's turf.
Sure. Okay.
That was a very scary movie, by the way.
The mummy?
Mummy's turf.
Mummy's turf, yeah.
It was the mummy for mummy's turf.
The mummy's turf.
And you were on his turf.
This time, you're on his turf.
What about you, Tom?
Mummy, I'd put it like a one. Again, I could take a mummy. I could just do like a quick.
You could outrun one, right?
I would outrun, but I would run toward him. He'd be freaked out a little bit. And then I would run past him and give him a quick punch in the bread basket when I ran past him.
I would be more grossed out than anything.
Because a mummy would really stink, first of all. Like, rotting that much, you'd know a mummy's coming from half a mile away. You'd be like, what smells so bad?
They're easy to escape. Except for that one that's like, what is the one that's like? Oh, that's a pharaoh. But the pharaoh was mummified, so that was a mummy.
If someone did a fast mummy movie, like where the mummy was really fast, that would be terrifying. Like when zombies started to get fast at some point.
The Brendan Fraser one, he wasn't fast. Because it seems like it'd be boring if he were slow. I wonder if the mummy in... Hey, listeners, if you saw the mummy with Brendan Fraser, let us know if that mummy was fast or slow.
Yeah. What about if...
Or medium.
Okay, well, what about then a mummy on one of those scooters that you can rent?
Get a baseball bat and just wait in the corner.
Yeah, like if you saw a mummy on one of those scooters, Brett, what would you think then?
I'd be worried he's going to get caught. His, like, robe, his, like, flowing things are going to get caught in the wheel. Yeah. I don't know. I would be more concerned about the mummy's...
I would think I think his wrappings would get caught in the spokes. I would not. I would downgrade him to a zero then, because if he's on that, he's out of his element. Talk about mummy's turf. He's out of his turf if he's riding a scooter around. So okay, so we did Pennywise, we did Mummy, now, and we did Dracula. What about a weird creature from the Black Lagoon? And you're not at the Black Lagoon, also.
I thought lagoon creatures were upsetting if you're like what Brett was saying, like if you're in their turf, if you're having a swim.
Yeah. So say you're having a swim. You're a swimmer. Okay. And you're having a swim. Say you're at the Y, right? Why?
Why
you're
not?
You're at the Y.
You're at the
Who are these monsters? So you're at the Y and you get out of the pool, and then you see a creature from the Black Lagoon is doing laps.
Zero.
Brett?
Swimming laps at the Y, that's a five for me.
Okay.
What? Brett?
I'd also go zero, and I can tell you how I'd beat the creature from the Black Lagoon. I would have a bucket, and the creature would assume it has water in it, and I'm going to dump it on him, and then it's got confetti in it like the Harlem Globetrotters. And then I would have a basketball with a string attached to it that I would yo-yo it in his face.
You're just talking then about I'd how to confuse the lagoon creature.
Yeah, but then I would give him a judo chop. Once he's confused with all the confetti all over him, then I'd spin around and do a judo chop right on his shoulder and would give him quite the neck pain he would get from that. He would not be able to, his ability to rotate his head would be so constricted.
Compromised. It would be compromised. Yes. Without pain, it would be compromised.
And he'd be at the chiropractor. He'd have to schedule multiple appointments.
Right. And then the chiropractor at one point would be like, I'm going to like save you some money. Here's a book about how this pain is like directly connected to like emotion.
Yeah. You get him the John Sarno treatment.
Right.
Or the chiropractor would just try to sell him like magnets and like the garbage of those chiropractors. Like,
right.
What you need is this dietary supplement. That's always a great feeling when you go see any kind of like, you're just shoving things. You're just trying to sell me stuff now. Like that feeling.
Right.
I've got these magnets.
You could use some vitamins and skincare.
Yeah.
And the creature from the Black Lagoon's like, no, this is not in my head.
He's like, and he's a creature from Black Lagoon is guilted into buying the stuff. He leaves the office with $200 worth of like supplements and magnets now. And he's not even sure what happened, like how he ended up buying all this stuff because he just doesn't have the ability to say no.
And then he gets to the parking lot and it's like, and you're like leaning up against his car with a bucket.
With a bucket. And he's a little dehydrated by this point. Because chiropractor, like going to a chiropractor can dehydrate you anyway, just the general, the physicality of it. You're supposed to drink water afterwards. So he's a little thirsty. He sees me with a bucket ready to fight, assumes I'm going to douse him with water.
Does he remember you?
No, he's got a really bad memory.
Seems like he would.
Blindness.
No, I don't.
And bucket blindness.
Okay, that's fair. Because I was going to say, like, you confetti bucketing him seems like it would be the source of a huge trauma that he would not forget.
I think he would remember it was me after the second judo chop on the other side.
Before the confetti. Wait, is there confetti in this parking lot bucket?
Oh, yeah. I always have confetti in the bucket.
So he wouldn't know it was you after the confetti?
I have three things. I have confetti in the bucket, a yo-yo basketball, and then just my lethal weapon, my judo chop hand. And I say judo chop, just like Roger Moore did.
That is a given. But what I'm saying is the creature from the Black Lagoon sees you in the parking lot, leaning up against its car, holding a bucket. He doesn't recognize you because he has face blindness.
He's got face blindness. And he's
bucket blindness?
And he's catching up on all the messages he missed on his phone.
Okay, so he sees you and he's like, hey, get away from my car, buddy.
Yeah. And then I go,
you do
thirsty.
The what?
I go, you thirsty? And he goes, actually, I am quite thirsty. And I go, maybe you'd like to drink a bucket full of confetti.
Mm-hmm. And then you do the confetti and then the basketball?
Then I do the basketball and it bonks him right in the face. And then I judo chop him. And then, weirdly enough, the second time I judo chop him is like, oh, my neck feels better. Like, it's a weird thing.
Oh,
like,
no.
I actually helped him.
Well, so here's my theory.
Okay.
So then his neck gets better.
Mm-hmm.
But he realizes after like a 6 months or so that like he's having pain in other areas of his body.
Yeah.
And his wife says, I think this pain might be about like the emotional trauma around these two bookending incidents. I think you should go to a psychotherapist or like at least do some like just like unpack these like talk about these two things that happened to you.
Yes.
And so he does. And he, you know, says like over and over and over again, maybe he does that like blinking eye treatment or whatever. He tells the story of like this guy, Tom.
Yes. Who keeps throwing confetti on him from a bucket and then judo chopping him.
I know, then bops him with the basketball.
Bonks him in the face with a yo-yo basketball that he saw the Harlem Globetrotters do, and he can't even believe that this guy got a hold of one.
Okay. So then after that, he's been going to therapy. He's really dealing well with his pain. He's feeling stronger than he ever has in his life. He stopped driving, by the way. He's like running everywhere. He's just like for health. Yeah.
So and then he turns to his therapist.
Yeah.
And the therapist has like a Van Dyke, of course, right? And the therapist peels it off. And who is it? It's me.
It's it. Oh.
It's me. And then I reach behind my my little chair and I have a bucket full of confetti in the session. And then I pour it on my own head. Which confuses him. So that's why Creature from the Black Lagoon rates a zero on mine. None of these monsters scare me. Give me one monster that you think would move the needle.
What about a Frankenstein?
Frankenstein? No, that would be the easiest one.
The Invisible Man.
The Invisible Man?
The Invisible Man.
Yeah, I could do all right against the Invisible Man.
The Invisible Slender Man?
Invisible Slender Man is different because the angles would be... Because how I would handle Invisible Man is very easy. It's just baby powder. Right? Just baby powder. You throw it and he's covered in it. Or a bag of flour, Heckers or otherwise. Right?
Brett, new email.
Brett, yeah, thank you. We have new email.
Got it.
Compose new email.
Perfect. This is perfect. Brett, yes, we need to go.
Compose new message.
Subject line, all caps. We figured out how to defeat the Invisible Man. What are we doing with this? What are we doing with this chili, by the way?
Yeah, mine's getting cold.
Well, it's freezing cold at this point. I may as well just put it back in the blender with an ice cube and make it a smoothie.
Because I'll say this. We talked about what we're going to do on the show this week. And
we're going to do it.
We came up with the idea.
You guys have a heart out, but I don't.
We have chili and we have candy.
I have a soft in.
Because we are now at the Halloween election nexus.
So we have Halloween candy. The three of us agreed to go to our local store and buy $20 worth of Halloween candy.
Yeah.
I personally bought 48.
I have this giant bag of 100 pieces. Look at that.
Mm.
So, but then Julie, you also said, let's also eat chili.
Well, my pitch was that we have like a candy tasting experience.
Okay.
To help us get through the stress of the election. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not knowing in a week from now if any of us will be alive. What do trees and people each have? Roots? Oh, Laffy Taffy is completely given up. I'm concerned.
It's a Laffy Taffy joke.
Is it a joke?
So the people that write jokes for Laffy Taffy are the ones who couldn't cut it over at Bazooka Joe.
I mean, this to me is a cry for help. This may as well be like help.
You think you got what it takes to write for Bazooka Joe? You couldn't even write for Laffy Taffy.
You're like, we read your packet. It's promising, but we think that you'd have more luck at Laffy Taffy.
We actually decided we're going to give the Laffy Taffy jobs two Harvard guys are gonna, right, we're gonna give them the Laffy Taffy slot.
Yeah,
I just graduated from Harvard from the I'm from the Lampoon, of course, and I worked on the Harry Potter parody, Gary Blotter, which was pretty fun.
And what dorm did you live in? Because wasn't there something going on Twitter where people are like, your Republican name is like the dorm you went to, like, you stayed in with, and people are like, oh, that my name is like Shropshire Fortnam. And you're like, yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
And I saw that and I was just like, I'm parking lot B is what all I could relate to, because that's for the community college, the parking lot. Like, I guess I'm parking lot B. Tom.
Yeah, parking lot B, Tom.
So hopefully.
Anyway,
the people who did the Gary Blotter parody can, now they got hired right out of college for the Laffy Taffy
and
gig.
They made some money for me because I bought some Laffy Taffy. Let's talk about the candy that we all bought. I got Laffy Taffy. I got Airheads. What are you going to throw up already?
No. The bag was actually hard to open. My bag is the all-time great snack size. Has Hershey, Reese's Pieces, Almond Joy.
Oh, okay.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Kit Kat.
You've got the standard, like, these are like the gold standard, like, this is like the Beatles of Halloween candy. Like, a kid shows up, you deliver, right? You turn on the oldie station, you hear,
It's like the Tom Petty of candy. Maybe not the all-time greatest, but
you're going to get what you came
for. Spot on. You're going to get what you want. It's great.
I have Twizzlers. What do you have, Brad?
I thought this would be fun. I got, for the kids in our neighborhood, we got Ring Pops this year. We got a huge box of them. We're going to put a pumpkin outside, plastic pumpkin outside with some Ring Pops in it. So I got the leftover Ring Pops here. I got about eight left in here. Mm-hmm. And we also have chili, just to make that super clear.
What we're going to do now is we're going to eat, and hope you like the sound of me chewing into a microphone, by the way, because if you don't, you're listening to the wrong show. But we're going to eat a lot of candy, and then in between, we're just going to cleanse our palates with chili. So we each have bowls of chili. Do you want to talk about where you got yours?
I got my chili. I went on a little bit of a wild chili chase through Los Angeles looking for chili. I ended up going to Astro Burger.
Okay. And they have a vegetarian chili at Astro Burger?
Yes, they do.
And what do you have, Brett?
I got some Amy's vegetarian chili from the local can? Supermarket. Yeah, and I
mild,
I popped
medium?
That in the microwave. It's a mild chili.
Ooh, black bean?
No, kidney bean.
Ooh.
What do you have, Julie?
Oh, this? I friggin' made it.
You made your own chili?
I did. I put, this is my recipe. I put everything I think should be in chili off the top of my head into a crock pot. And then when I finished cooking it, I put it in a blender, which is kind of gross, but whatever. Chili is just kind of gross in general.
Yeah. And why are we eating chili and Halloween candy? Because that's the state that we're in right now. Halloween candy and chili don't go together. Guess what? Halloween and the election don't go together.
I'm going to have a little, chili course. Oh, wait, we have to come. Hold on. Let's just have like one spoonful of chili each, and then we'll write this email to the Hecker's Flower, the poor suffering Hecker's Flower people. Okay, mm-hmm. So I'm going to have my chili now. This is not bad.
No, Astro Burger has good chili.
Amy's did it again. Amy's chili, really solid choice if you're buying it off the shelf.
Let's see how we feel about our respective chili bowls in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Gonna dive into a Ring Pop now as we compose this email.
So I'm going to open an Airhead. All right. So, Dear Hecker's Flower.
So far, we've got we figured out how to defeat the Invisible Man. Curious? Well, don't be. Here's how.
Go into your own warehouse.
You guys want to just go right into it? You don't want to introduce, be like, remember me or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be like, it's me again, Baby Goldilocks. Happy Halloween.
Like you, I'm very scared of monsters.
Like you babies.
Yeah, like you babies. I'm very scared of monsters.
I mean, I'm also a baby. I'm Baby Goldilocks.
Oh, that's true.
Worried about that.
I worry that they will get me. Yeah, thank you. The ellipses is perfect. I worry that they will get me.
What if we just send that?
But I worry that they will get me. But even more, I worry that they will get you.
Hold on, I'm gonna have a chili break.
Yeah,
need chili a quick break. Chili break. Wait, write that in the email. Wait, write in all caps. Chili break.
Yeah, we're a chili break.
Chili break. Be like chili break, and then write in parentheses. Don't worry, I'll explain that at the end of the email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we won't. Also, I'm saying literally right now, the last thing any of us will ever do is explain what a chili break means to the people over at Hecker's Flower.
What if they skip to the end of the email, though? Should I put don't skip to the end of the email?
Yeah. And don't. What would happen if everyone at Hecker's Flower got attacked by Dracula?
I'm worried about that sounding like a threat.
Okay. Yeah. No, no. Let's just.
That'd be like, it would be awfully. It would be quite
exactly.
A shame.
Yeah. It sounds like we're trying to shake him down for some free flour.
Your nice flour factory here would to be, I don't know, intimidated by, say, a Dracula.
Yeah.
Okay. So well, then I would worry they would get you.
What if it was just like this? Look, I have no idea how to stop Dracula. Mm-hmm. No idea how to stop Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. The Creature from the Black Lagoon, I have some bucket or some confetti related ideas that I will explain at the end of my next email. But let's focus on the matter at hand today.
Yeah.
The matter at the invisible hand of the invisible man.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to type with a ring pop on. It's just not. Let me take this off. Okay.
Put the ring pop in your mouth like a man.
Yeah.
Like a baby.
Oh, right. It'd be like a little pacifier. Oh, my God. It's Baby Goldilocks being cute.
It's humiliating.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute.
I think that's also the first shirt of the show today.
Baby Goldilocks being cute.
Baby Goldilocks with a ring pop on.
A ring passy?
Right. Yeah.
Look, I have no idea how to stop Dracula or Frankenstein.
But for now, we've got to talk about the Invisible Man.
And then now, write in parentheses. Remember that movie we need to talk about, Kevin?
Yeah.
It's on Criterion. Don't write that. That'll make us seem snotty.
Yeah.
Actually, lift the whole we need to talk about Kevin thing. It makes us seem too like we're not trying to connect. Like we're trying to be like our own, you know.
Do a
we're trying to live in our own pop culture niche.
Yeah,
do a strike through or actually believe.
Yeah, leave the strike through so they know we were thinking about it, but we decided not to share it.
But I would say, in parentheses now, also, I want to write a sentence about how it's time, how come it's just like, we can have an invisible man, it's time for an invisible woman.
I think this is the wrong place for that.
Okay.
I think I hear you. I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is not important to Hecker's, to what we're trying to say to Hecker's, which is we figured this out. We're excited to share it. We're warning you, but we're not threatening you.
Yeah.
And then also maybe, like, hooray, like your product has more than one. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But maybe we could say at the end, then it also would work against an invisible woman.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
put that underneath your signature, Brett, underneath the Forever Dog logo.
Yeah.
Yep.
All the way, literally.
Yeah. That's good. Maybe make it part of your signature, actually.
Got it.
That should just be your permanent signature.
Yeah. Okay. But for now, we've got to talk about The Invisible Man. Remember that movie? We need to talk about Kevin. Crossed out. Great. You know how The Invisible Man is scary when he's coming towards you and you can't see him?
Yeah.
Well, one of my friends, not the podcast host with the creative mental problems. Just write that not, all caps, not. Because we don't want them to think that Tom and I are part of this anymore.
No,
think
this
they're
is just
scared
baby
of us.
Goldilocks.
This is just you here.
Baby Goldilocks going rogue.
Right. Not that. Oh, what are you eating now, Tom?
I was going to try some Reese's Pieces. I just had some chili. Now I'm going to try some Reese's Pieces.
What should I have next? Should I go to the chocolate? If that's the case, if you're having actual chocolate, mm-hmm.
should I have I'll have a York peppermint patty. Okay.
Not the quirky podcast host I mentioned in a previous email. Came up
with a different guy. He goes to the gym a lot. You'd like his body.
Yeah. He is jacked.
He is jacked, shredded, and other things you could say about cheese.
And then you say, sure, I beat the crap out of him. But I'm next level strong.
Can you write chili break again?
Yeah, chili break.
And maybe it's cheating, but I have a baked potato here because I can't just eat chili. I need a little bit of starch to slow me down with this stuff because.
Feels like borderline cheating, to be honest.
Well, you know what? Then I won't use it. Then I won't use it.
I'll allow it. I'll allow the baked potato.
I don't know.
Brett's not the judge of this.
But here's the thing. I'm like the one who's like nice to Brett, and you're the one who's like withholding.
Yeah.
So if Brett's putting his foot down with me, then there's a good reason.
Fair enough.
It's okay. It's fine.
I don't know. Maybe I respond better to negative reinforcement than positive reinforcement.
Well, that's between you and... You know what? Actually, we could talk about this to heckers.
Yeah, right. We're back. And we're back.
Right. By the way, remind me to talk to you at some point about whether or not I respond better to negative reinforcement / being ignored. Period. But not today! So once you do the chocolate, can you go back to the, like, gummies? Or are you just, like, in Chocolate Town, you think?
You can go wherever you want.
Well, if whatever I want is, like, you know, be in hell right now, I'll be at peace in my grave. Finally.
Julie, it's Halloween, and you got to realize that sometimes in life, you don't dream it. Just be it.
Brett, did you ever see Rocky Horror Picture Show when you were in high school or anything? Did you ever go to the...
Yeah. I remember I told that story about it that never made it to air. But I told you guys that story about how I went to a Rocky Horror screening and then the Rocky punched out the movie movie attendant.
Tell me that again.
So I went to a screening of Rocky Horror Picture Show in high school, and the guy playing Rocky was... for some reason, this was like kind of gossip going around before the show started, but he was a Marine on furlough. And so he was this very like ripped guy, and he was playing Rocky, and they were acting it out in front of the screen as the movie was going on. And so he was in the gold spandex shorts and whatnot. And the movie, this was like at a local AMC in a strip mall, and the movie theater attendants were very upset that they had to stay late to like, you know, keep the movie theater open. And at some point, they came into the theater, in the back of the theater, and started heckling the Rocky Horror Picture Show actors. And they were very mean about it, very nasty about it. You know, they were, you know, saying some
the
pretty.
The theater employees were heckling.
Yes.
Now, where
the
is
people
this,
who were basically there to heckle the movie.
Right.
Is this Georgia?
Yes. This is outside of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they were saying some nasty stuff.
You know what
they,
I call it Hotlanta.
We could call it Bretlanta. Bretlanta.
Bretlanta. Bretlanta.
All right, so
they're heckling.
So they're heckling, and they started getting pretty mean about it. And the guy playing Rocky, you could see he was trying to hold himself back. He was trying to just go on with the show, but he got to his breaking point, and so he started yelling back at the movie theater attendants. And they're yelling at each other across the movie theater. One is at the back, one's at the front, and then they start approaching each other down the aisle, and they're yelling at each other. And then they met in the aisle right by where I was sitting. So we had a front row seat for this.
Oh my God.
They get face to face. And then the guy playing Rocky, the Marine, just hauls off and socks the movie theater attendant in the face. I mean, basically knocks him out. The guy was woozy and done for. And then there's just chaos in the theater. Everybody's kind of doesn't know what to do. And then Rocky just calmly walks back down to the front of the stage and resumes the performance. But then the police got called and it was a whole big thing. And like, but it was a pretty glorious moment to see Rocky haul off and slug this.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
This guy.
That is so great. It's like, it's astounding. We were paying customers here too, you know. We paid. If you guys don't like it, maybe you don't work at a movie theater, huh?
It's just the jump to the left. Yeah, well, y'all, we don't want to even be here tonight.
Yeah.
We don't even get paid extra. This is not overtime for us.
Bono, yeah. It's just a just yelling. You guys don't even buy concessions, which is what keeps this place in business.
I went to war. I fought for this country. What the fuck were you doing?
Well, if you're so excited about being at the theater, maybe you could buy some sodas that says Sneaky Pearson.
And it's a pelvic thrust. It really drives you insane.
So that's, Brett, that sounds like the best screening of Rocky Horror ever.
Oh, it was the best. Yeah, it was the best.
What do you deserve? Oh, Jesus. I think I know the answer to this before I look at the punchline, and I'm already like getting like chills at how much the Laffy Taffy people seem to have given up. What do you deserve and is also a type of bagel?
Everything.
Poppy seed.
Yeah. I was going to say nothing.
The
like
nothing
zero. Bagel. Zero bagel. The number zero.
Also, I should just say, I feel sick. I should just make it clear. I do now officially feel sick from alternating Almond Joys and Reese's peanut butter cups with chili. Who would have thought I'd feel nauseous right now?
Also, all these rappers that you're going to find, you know, after I die tonight.
Yeah.
It's like when, like, Stephen King's family, like, he, like, woke up one day and they, like, they emptied the trash can that he kept in his writing office in front of him. There's after no he wrote The Shining and had, like, a billion beer cans and, like, Coke bags and everything.
I had so much beer and Coke. Like that, like the audiobook for On Writing is one of the best things ever. He's just like,
I only read it, but I imagine him narrating it must be amazing. They should replace, you know what they should do? They should replace Garrison Keillor with him because he's like,
oh my God. You just,
right?
That would be the greatest. First of all, that's a cruise I would actually want to go on, a weird Stephen King cruise.
Too scary. You don't think it'd be too scary? Be the SS Georgie, first of all. It'd be called the SS Georgie.
It would be a boat shaped like the boat that he made, right? And it would be, then they would have Cujo on board the boat.
Cujo would be, it could be, the boat could be like a Christine, like it could like drive itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The boat, yeah, there's a Christine driving around and a Cujo running around. What if they just had a possessed car on the cruise? You're just like waiting online at the buffet. Suddenly, car comes driving through. Everybody runs. There's a car chasing us. Try to get it to land in the pool.
Oh, I'm going to take another chili break. And then we need to get back to this email.
Oh, I'm going to barf.
I think that's an important part of, like...
Are you sleeping, Julie?
Why?
I'm just wondering. Does election madness keep you up at night?
Yeah. I've been having dreams about it. It sucks.
Yeah.
I also had the closest thing to sleep paralysis I've ever had the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was, like, aware that I couldn't sleep while I was sleeping.
Oh, I've had it so many times in my life.
It's no fun.
I've had it so many times that people can't believe how many times I've had it. Some people be like, I had it happen like one time, or somebody
you're like,
it happened
that's
to
adorable.
Me like
horrible.
Somebody be like, happened to me three times, and I'm just like, I can't count how many times I've had full on sleep paralysis where I'm like screaming, trying to get out of my own brain. Look. God gave me a good brain, but it was not a perfect brain.
No, that's one way of putting it. I think it's perfect.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie. And a little bum that Brett didn't chime in with saying
my brain was perfect.
Well, he was
busy. He just did something. I think he corrected a spelling mistake or something.
Yeah, I'm just proofreading this hacker's email.
Oh, wow. What a good time to do that. Yeah. Well, Tom is at his most vulnerable.
Yeah. So chili break. Now we're back.
Okay, now we're back. Can you make that bigger? Because I'm an old lady. I'm an old lady. I need better glasses. And we're back.
Yeah, and
by the way, remind me to talk to you about at some point whether I respond better to negative reinforcement / being ignored.
Yeah.
Okay. So here, but not today.
So here's how you defeat the invisible man.
You get a bag of your delicious flour. Period. Figure out how to open it without getting it all over yourself. Yeah. Quick question, you can't, but that's fine. Because apparently,
can you do
taking your time
all
on
over
the milk
yourself?
Carton thing.
Can yeah, you yeah. do like getting like all of a sudden? I figure it'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting it. Figure out how to open it without getting all over yourself.
Step three, just kidding. You can't do that, but it's fine because we like your product and we wish that you would stop acting like we didn't.
Yeah. Step four, do everything within your power not to eat the bag of flour.
Oh, you know what I have right now in my body?
Heartburn. A bag of chili and 6 pounds of candy like I do. Is it anything near what I have swirling around inside of me?
This thing of like, if you've ever had like a heartburn, but you're still hungry.
Oh, yeah. Where you're just like, maybe I can eat my way through this heartburn.
You're like, maybe that's just my body telling me to work harder.
Yeah. That is the weirdest thing. Yeah. You ever have that feeling like based on that also? There's times where you're just like, where you're like, oh, I'm so full. I feel sick. And just like, should I keep eating?
Like, well, that was like
it's like the opposite. It's literally your body's like, no. And like my brain will just be like, oh, what's my problem? I ate too much. Should I keep going? Like those moments where you're just like, what is wrong with me? Seriously. It's just disgusting. Why would you keep going? Should I keep going? Okay, so do everything in your power not to eat the bag of flour. And it's say, number five, so you ate the bag of flour.
Here we are. Now, and by the way, I will say something else.
I don't blame you. It's good stuff.
Them's is tasty.
Yeah, them's is tasty. Yeah.
When you said about how people are like, one time I had sleep paralysis, it was horrible. That's me to every woman that's like, oh my God, like I ate a whole pint of ice cream.
Yeah. you hear that and you're just like, you're like, what, like, why just stop? Like, why, like I hear those things.
I was like, why is this notable enough to like, well, how is this a story? Like, and?
Yeah.
I ate a whole pint of it by myself.
Yeah. What you chase it with? They're like, chase it with? No, I'm ashamed of myself.
I said, like, no, what? I'm gonna chase you, and then I sneak out them like it. I go, bah, 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 bah. Yeah. I go like Pennywise. Well, I go like right across the room.
That was way too accurate, you doing that movement on the thing. That was literally what it looks like in the movie. So them's is tasty. Go get another bag.
Sorry, is that still 0.5 or is that 0.6?
Yeah, I think that's same.
No, it's
yeah.
still on 5.
Yeah.
So now I think we should take a chili break, but not tell them.
Yeah.
It's so cold.
Oh, it's so cold. The chili is so cold.
It's like spicy and cold, but it's not good spicy cold like gazpacho.
No, this was a mistake.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna say this probably not gonna be a double threat tradition. The candy and chili.
The a-thon.
Maybe like it will.
In between Halloween and like a really menacing election.
Yeah. So you got the flour. Now it's like
should we have banned water? Because I am drinking water and I feel like I'm cheating, like with the potato.
No, please drink as much liquid as you need. So
can we go back to, could you just say we took a chili break, but we didn't tell you, and now we feel guilty for not telling you?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. That's good. Italics is a good choice.
Yeah.
We took a chili break just now and we decided not to tell you, but now we feel guilty for not telling you. So just so you know, we took a chili break.
Now, just the use of we here, I've been very clear that it was just me.
Well, you can clarify that.
Just write that and say, oops, we meaning me.
Yeah.
Me, myself, and I. Now I feel guilty. Now, we feel guilty for not telling you about it. So we're telling you about it now. We took a chili break. Oops. I didn't mean we. I meant I. The two mentally ill podcast hosts I work with.
Yeah.
Have nothing to do with this email.
Okay, so number 6.
Well, Google won't let you continue numbering, so I think we're back to number 1.
Say,
we tried
well,
to
Google won't, yeah, say Google won't let me go to number 6.
But write Google with the asterisks instead of O's, so Google won't listen.
Yeah.
Google.
So you have G, asterisk, asterisk, G-L-E.
Mm-hmm. We're back to square one.
Yeah, we're back to square one. And then put number 2, put G asterisk asterisk GLE is Google. There you go. Number 3, open the, go online and look for invisible man attacks.
Oh, I have a headache now.
Buy a plane ticket. Yeah. Oh, me too. I feel so.
Right behind the eyebrows.
For me, it's like high on my temples. It is like throbbing.
But in the front, not in the back. It's like,
oh, no, it's all up
it's
front.
Where it's in the front where it's like, this is where your face is.
Yeah,
this is where you exactly. put this is where you yeah. put the chili and candy. So like, you know, let's be very clear as to like where this pain is and why. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. What are you doing? You went online and by the way, to say go online while you're reading an email is really funny.
It's really Yeah. Buy a plane ticket. And then just now in all caps say, it can still be part of number 4. Say, buy a plane ticket. Do not check your bag of flour.
Wait, what's happening? I'm confused.
You must bring the flour on the plane.
Wait, Tom, I feel like this might be the candy chili, but you're missing. I'm having a hard time following. Go okay, online and search. You're telling them how to defeat the invisible man.
So we're looking. So then you go look for where the invisible man is.
Okay. I didn't
That's the whole point.
So, okay, that Brett, did you know that, or am I
buy
stupid?
A plane ticket? Buy, so number four, buy a plane ticket for where the Invisible Man is attacking people.
Currently,
yeah.
Should we say we'll pay for your PPE, or should we say the virus is a hoax? Because plane travel's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Or should we just say plane travel? Plane travel's challenging, but we won't get into that right now.
Yes, you can say that. Yeah. If you're flying United, try the tapas box.
Should we tell them a joke from the Laffy Taffys?
Yes.
What animal is the cow talking to? Does it like that Brett didn't put it in terms of, yeah. We're going to tell you a joke now. He just wrote, what animal is the... Oh, no! The answer is... the moose.
Can't handle that.
Oh my god, my head is like now radiating like a amplifier. It goes thump, thump, thump. Pop, 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 pop. Like this. Also, what kind of kid likes the circus? You like the circus, Georgie? No.
No. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Go under Bye. The.
You want your sewer boat? No. You like the circus? No. Bye. Yeah. Chapter 3, not today.
Yeah. So here's a Laffy Taffy joke. What is the animal? What is the cow? What animal is the cow talking to? The moose.
Okay. Should we apologize for that? Sorry
for that. Yeah.
We didn't go to Harvard.
Yeah, we didn't go to Harvard like you. like you fancy flower eggheads.
Or a Heckford? What are we up to in this? I feel like I need a chili break, but I don't want to take one.
No, you don't take one. I'm going to say, please.
I do feel like I need one, though. My body's like, Julie, slow down on the candy and ramp it up with the chili.
Yeah. So go to where the Invisible Man is attacking people.
Throw flour at him, or are we not up to that?
Yeah, we've got the bag of flour and we're on the plane. We haven't checked it.
Oh, get off the plane!
Get off the plane in caps. Yeah. In number 10.
Get off the plane. Go. Find the Invisible Man, right?
Yeah, find
or
the
am I missing some
yeah,
steps?
Find the Invisible Man. Now this is
feels like that's the part that would actually require some nah, like well, how do we
No. Don't
find the invisible man.
Okay. How about in parentheses? You want to know more about how to find the Invisible Man? Pay us.
Oh my god! I just as they happened in my head.
Yeah.
Where I laughed, and then my whole, like, this area by my ear just was like, don't move. Yeah. It'll hurt if you move your head.
This is kind of, you know, when people would, like, smoke banana peels and, like, look for, like, yeah. ways like to get high that were,
right,
yeah.
Children, like, spin around a lot until they fall on the ground.
I think we just found one. I think we just found one. Chili and candy. Yeah.
I think I gotta take a chili break. I gotta take a chili break. Sorry, fellas.
Yeah, Ted, do it.
Chili break. Yeah, but when I mean we.
Mm-hmm. So then, number 11.
Take a friggin' chili break, you fools.
I can't.
You fools!
Because that's what the Invisible Man was always like in the movies. Like, you fools. You'll never understand what the Invisible Man. I'm the Invisible Man. Claude Rains was always like. You fools. You'll never understand what I'm trying to do. So find the Invisible Man. Number 11. Dump that bag of flour over his head.
Over, is there a funnier word for head?
Over his Cabeza? Melon. Over his
melon. Over his invisible melon.
Yeah. Over his now not invisible melon. and then number 12, so judo chop yeah. that bitch.
You know, the funny thing is, like, this to me, it hasn't gotten to my stomach yet. Everything I feel right now is either in my, like, upper, like, what I say, like, acid reflux area, mm-hmm. head, face. Yeah. And then, like, extremities. Like, there's no way blood has reached my fingertips in the last hour and a half. But I don't feel like it's reached my tummy.
Those are all the symptoms of having a stroke.
Sorry, I'm just having respiratory. Now I feel like I'm having respiratory challenges.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, you have COVID. You got COVID.
Oops. I COVIDed once.
Because the side.
I COVIDed twice.
You either get COVID by not wearing a mask or combining chili with candy. Is Brett going to hit send on this?
I think we're ready to send. I've fully proofread
it.
And
out loud to us, please?
Sure, yeah. So this is to.
It's four pages long.
Yeah, buckle up.
It's the most writing I've done in the whole 8 month pandemic. Like, by the way, for those of you who are like, oh, I got so much done during the pandemic. Fuck you. Like, oh, I got so much done in court. Like, I saw something that's like, Kelly Osbourne lost 80 pounds. I was like, fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Well, first of all, I'll say
you
this.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'll say this. I found 20 of them.
Oh, drives me cuckoo bananas. Drives me cuckoo bananas. And like what you say, you can't do nothing, but you also can't do or you shouldn't do it. If you're doing everything, you're just, you got to deal, something's going on that you need to prove something to yourself or that you're not like everyone else. It's just like, come on, shut up.
Yeah.
Don't be that way. Hey, you don't watch that. Watch this. I don't remember what I was saying going into this.
No, you're just saying about quarantine and the Osbournes.
Right, this is the most writing I've done.
Yeah.
And it's fine. Whatever. Anyway, let's read
I mean,
it.
I think
it'll
this
be...
is great. Yeah.
Well, let's see.
To info@heckerssarasota.com. We figured out how to defeat the invisible man. It's me again, baby Goldilocks.
I would say hello, dear Heckers friend. Dear Heckers, Tom? Yeah.
Dear Heckers, and then hello, baby.
All right, dear Heckers.
Should we put a YouTube link to the Chantilly lace?
Can you link the link to the Chantilly?
No, no. Leave
Chantilly lace with a pretty face. If you guys listening, and I hope you are.
I love the idea. It's like, you know, on that flight with Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and they're just like, this guy, like, this guy sucks.
About wait, it was the Big Bopper and who else?
Richie Valens and Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly. Could you go to the, and this was the day the music died.
It was.
So can we listen to the beginning of the, by the way, the art on the Big Bopper album, they even in the illustration, they couldn't make him look like less of a fat loser. His eyes are crossed. He's like, and that's an illustration.
He's wearing a striped jacket, holding an acoustic guitar and a phone up against his ear where, and then there's just like this woman kind of like,
ooh,
who's just like, who looks either intrigued or troubled by whatever the Big Bopper is saying on the phone.
He's about, and by the way, the Big Bopper, he, first of all, his face looks like a ventriloquist dummy. Second of all,
he really looks like a ventriloquist dummy. Yes,
he really looks like a ventriloquist dummy.
He should just draw two little lines.
Then the illustrator clearly hated him because, like, that's not a flat, unless he was morbidly obese. Yeah. There's no way that that illustration doesn't indicate that that guy was fat. And I don't know if he was fat. Maybe he was the medium bopper.
He might have been. Yeah. Is there.
Can you edit that out? When I said the medium bop.
I like it.
All right. Fine.
Is there Chantilly Lace karaoke? That would be.
Before we do it. Wait, could you just play the beginning of the real one before we do the actual karaoke part? Because we will sing that.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know. Chantilly lace
with a pretty face.
Here's what I would like to hear. I want Brett to read the letter.
Yep.
And then
under the Chantilly lace karaoke.
Okay. And then, okay. Yeah.
All right. So press play and you go, hello.
All right. Here we
baby.
Go. Hello, baby. It's me again, Baby Goldilocks. Happy Halloween. Like you.
Thank you, baby. Stop.
I can't. I've eaten a bowl of chili and 8 pieces of candy. Oh, and
eight?
Now
you're fucking lightweight.
Now one, I think I'm two, watching. Three. I think I just heard Brett start to read a letter to Hecker's Flower over the karaoke track for Chantilly Lace.
No,
I think
no
I hallucinated
you
it.
Can you turn down the karaoke track a little and then do that and then speak louder? And then if you don't mind, can you just channel your like Atlanta drawl just a little?
Yeah, sure. Tap into but those. Just,
yeah.
You're at Rocky Horror. Let's set the
right. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
A young Rocky Horror.
He has his rice. He's got his newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
He's got toast.
Here, you ready, Brett? Here we go.
Okay.
Hello, baby. It's me again, Baby Goldilocks. Happy Halloween. Like you babies, I am very scared of monsters. I worry that they will get me. But even more, I worry that they will get you. Chili break.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face. Dangin' around, wiggling, a walk, and a giggle, and a talk. Make the world go round, how there ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-nessed goose alone. Oh, baby, that's what I like. Go, Brett.
Look, I have no idea how to stop Dracula or Frankenstein's monster. Regarding the creature from the Black Lagoon, I have some confetti-related ideas that I will explain at the end of my next email. But for now, we need to talk about the Invisible Man. You know how the Invisible Man is scary when he's coming towards you and you can't see him? Well, one of my friends, not the quirky podcast host I mentioned in the previous email, a different friend, he goes to the gym a lot. I mean, sure, I beat the crap out of him a bunch. But I'm next level strong. Another chili break. So here's how you defeat the Invisible Man. Number one, get a bag of your delicious flour. Number two, figure out how to open it without getting it all over yourself. Three, just kidding, you can't do that, but fine. Number four, do everything in your power not to eat the bag of flour. Number five, so you ate the bag of flour. I don't blame you. Them's is tasty. Go get another bag.
Oh, my God.
So should we make the email shorter to match the song? Or should we just get another karaoke track? Can you find the karaoke track to Purple People Eater?
Yeah, and you could do the second half of it to Purple People Eater.
All right, here we go. We took a chili break and we didn't tell you, but now we feel guilty for not telling you about it. So we're telling you about it now. We took a chili break. Oops, not we. I mean I. The two quirky podcast hosts I work for have nothing to do with this email. Now back to the list. Number one. Well, won't let me continue my numbered list, so I guess we're back to square one. Number two. Is Google. Number three. Go online and search for invisible man attacks. Number four. Buy a plane ticket for where the invisible man is currently attacking people. Do not check your bag of flour. You must bring the flour on the plane. Number five. Plane travel is challenging, but we won't get into that now. Number six. Okay, one quick tip. If you're flying United, try the tapas box. Number seven. Here's a Laffy Taffy joke. What animal is the cow talking to? The moose. Number eight. Sorry for that. We didn't go to Harvard like you, fancy heckers eggheads. Number nine, get off the plane. Number 10, find the invisible man. Want to know more about how to find the invisible man? Pay us. Number 11, dump that bag of flour over his now not invisible melon. And number 12, judo chop that bitch.
Brett, you did it.
You did it. You did it. You did it. You did it. You did it. You did it.
And I think, you know who else I think did it? I think we did it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go stick my head in a sewer and hope. I'm going to hope there's a little clown down there chomping Georgie? People's.
Georgie, did you eat too much chili? Georgie, what's your favorite part of the circus? Is it the chili? How it goes, glug, 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 glug.
Come here, Jamie.
Thanks for listening to the show. Happy Halloween. Go vote. And
please rate us and subscribe and follow us on social media. And we'll be back next week with the skippables, which are your amazing submissions. We had so many of them, but we're going to like come up with a playlist. Right, Brett? And
yes, that's right. Yeah. Keep them coming, too.
And the skippables are the things, whether it's a track on an album, a scene in a movie, the ones that even if you love it, you skip over it.
Right.
So what is that for you?
Yeah, or if you don't love it, or you're like, this is everything but. And the quintessential example is the Cheer Up Charlie and Willy Wonka. Mm-hmm. Or, well, what's your quintessential example of a skippable, Tom? Like, is there a scene in a movie where
you're going to have to listen next week. You're going to have to listen to the show next week.
Candy bird, chili bird.
Chili bird. I think I'm seeing a red speckled chili bird. I'm looking through
It's me. It's Pennywise. Look at Jimmy behind my shoulder. Jimmy.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's looking pussy great. Pussy wise.
All right,
goodbye,
my friend.
Bye forever.
Bye, everybody.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.